We all have deficiencies. He was there first. They realized from the get-go that something was wrong. He was in surgery all day, right away, and then waited and waited and waited. And they held his little hands and spoke to him, waiting for him to wake up. And when he opened his eyes, it was that look. It was as if he was saying, "I'm okay. I'm a fighter." Mom was assured that they would move on no matter what it took. And Dad was convinced that he had the fight within him. Joss had drive, discipline, and courage right from day one, and he was supposed to die, according to the doctors. The cancer he had came back 3 times. No one makes it past returning once, but 3 times? Never. The tumor was there the last time, and then, when they went to inspect, it was gone. And it was as if all their prayers had been answered. Science didn't fix Josh that day. It was the opposite. The miracle fixed science. I'm Jungle Jim Hunter, and you're listening to 831 Living Your Best Life podcast, where we inspire participation, communicate precision, and empower performers to podium. And I hope that you will tell your friends and relatives and coworkers to go to their favorite podcast provider or junglejimhunter.com or YouTube and subscribe, download, click on like, listen to the podcast, and rate and review us. Tell us how we're doing. Tell us what you want to hear. Write me at jungle.jim@shaw.ca and become an 831er, someone that was inspired by this podcast to help someone else be inspired to live their best life. Well, the 16th Paralympic Games in Tokyo are going on, and the Canadians are showing again their spirit and what they have in them. And I hope you're watching the Paralympics as much as you watch the Olympics. Please support these athletes. They can teach us so much. Sean Cassidy was one of them. They moved a lot because Dad was a precision snowbird pilot. He was tested often, and he wondered what he was doing there. He could see it was a building process, but sometimes you just couldn't see. You must self-analyze flying wing to wing instantly. You must give all you have, and it shocks you when you finally make it and become a snowbird. In the end, you made it. Sometimes nothing is done by the book, and you figure it out mid-flight. Reflection causes you to, well, you don't have time for it. You must seek to do what's important right now. And they had 10 children, so it was the same for Mom. You didn't have time for reflection. It was too busy. Build, then do what's important now. Josh was the oldest, all taught to work hard, have respect, love, and have faith. Josh's near-death experience right from the beginning taught them all to do everything because you love it and to the best of your ability because you don't know how much time you have. This was the Cassidy way. Ben was the next son born, and he was supposed to take care of Josh, but it was the opposite. Josh took his firstborn responsibility seriously and was teaching everyone. He was the quarterback from his knees when they played football. He was the goalie on the ice, directing traffic and telling people how to play. And he was teaching them, and he taught them to ride their bikes in snowbird formation, including the pilot's call sign. Every child was treated the same, expected to do their chores on the farm, and they did it together. They were all grateful for being taught how to work, to do the best they could. They were prepared right to handle life. Josh made the rules. Josh had partial sensor and motor skills and was the first to drive the tractor and mow the yard. He wouldn't let anybody else do it until he did it. He would say, "We all have deficiencies. Some are obvious, most are not." Coddling or not having to do something was weakness. Parenting was pretty tough all the time, but sometimes it's even tougher, and you have to be hard, but it grows character. Josh inspired his family as much as they inspired him, and he had a motto: if you're going to do it, just do it. A high school teacher pieced together an old wheelchair for him to compete in his first race. And when he surprised everyone at how fast he could be compared to these speed racing wheelchairs he was up against, well, the spark was lit. He didn't see himself as different. He just saw himself as someone that could do what everybody else did. He played goal in a hockey exhibition game once and didn't let any goals in to prove he was no different than the able-bodied goalies. He watched them and he watched others. And then one day, he met Paralympian Jeff Adams on TV competing and then in person, and he was hooked. Adams competed in six consecutive Summer Paralympics from 1988 to 2008, winning 3 gold, 4 silver, and 6 bronze medals. His dad left the military for a time and worked the farm so that he could be closer to home and as a mailman. Sometimes they didn't have money for sport, and so they learned to adjust and had to sit out and wait it out. When he could afford it, they would go back. The kids understood that. Josh understood it. It teaches you to be humble, pace yourself, and be careful with your money. Lifestyle choices must be made. His dad remembers taking Josh to his first national event, and although he looked like a boy compared to the veterans who looked like strong muscle men, it didn't bother Josh at all. He was in there. He was competitive, and he proved that he belonged. Josh Cassidy won the 2010 London Marathon with a time of 1 hour, 35 minutes, 21 seconds. In 2012, he won the 2012 Boston Marathon wheelchair race with a time of 1 hour, 18 minutes, 25 seconds, which is the fastest wheelchair marathon time ever recorded. Though it won't be counted as a world record due to the Boston Marathon course being ineligible for world records. Winning the Boston Marathon was possible because he got himself there not by accident, but by developing and growing character that gave him the strength that he could be just like everyone else. Josh represented Canada at the 2008 Summer Paralympic Games, finishing 10th in the 5,000, 12th in the 1,500, 17th in the 800. And at the 2012 Summer Paralympics, he placed 12th in the marathon, 20th in the 5,000, 10th in the 1,500, and 5th in the 800 meters. And in 2019, he won the 2019 Los Angeles Marathon. Josh Cassidy had parents that raised him just like his brothers and sisters, and he didn't have to feel like he was different or had to be treated different. He was treated with the same respect that we all would like to be treated. When I interviewed Josh Cassidy, I felt like he was teaching me more than I could ever teach him. When I interviewed his parents, I understood, for they taught me more than I ever thought I could learn in a brief conversation. Thank you to the Cassidys. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And I hope you will have grown and will be living your best life the next time we meet. My quote for the day? Well, it has to come from Josh Cassidy. If you're going to do it, just do it. Thanks for listening.